Okay, so it's Perek Dal on Hilchos Yotzeiach Hashmiras Nefesh. We're transitioning now into cases where it's not clear if the attempted murder was on purpose or whether there was more gross negligence. Okay, so Allah Halach. Miskam Maharok Hazeb, Harok Hazeb, Pater Mrs. Bezdin, Min Tashum, and Min Agalus. So let's say what he called, I intended to kill Reuven and instead I killed Shimon. So I am exempt from capital punishment, also from any financial restitution, and from putting put into exile. Vishenar Mikla Koto so Moshe Bar, because Ir Mikla, the city's refuge, will not protect them, as we're going to see later on. Therefore, Levi got Zarak and himself Edom Yisrael. Let's say a person throws a stone into a group of Jews, the Harag Echamahan, and happens to kill one of them. Patra Mises Basin, he does not get capital punishment. Halacha Beit Niskav and Lahakos Chavero Amosnov, the Lo Haya Bekli Kedi Lahamis Amosnov. Let's say what he called a person tried to punch his intention was to punch his friend, let's say in the groin area, what he called, but the thing that he used, let's say the fork, whatever, was not enough to kill him as a result. And what he called instead, this object, instead of hitting him in the groin area, hits him in the heart. And then since it was hitting on the heart area, that would be enough strength to kill him. Umezni dies. Or Ocean Skad Lakos Alibo, Lahamis Alibo. Or let's say his intention was to hit him in the chest, and he had enough force to hit him to kill him. But instead, the blow hit him in the groin area. And it wasn't enough strength in it to kill him, but it ended up killing him. He does not get capital punishment. He does not go into exile. Because someone who killed with intent is never exiled. But let's say his intention was to hit him in the groin area. Right? And it was enough to kill him there. And then he ended up striking him in the chest area and then killed him there. Then a reason there, he's executed. So too all of the cases like this. Let's say a person hits his friend with a stone or what he called or some other object or his fist. We measure out. We have to assess things. So let's say the judges come along and they evaluate him and let's say the hospital and they say he's going to live. Then he's chived into five things hurting his friend, Nezik, and the other four, Beniftar, and he does not get capital punishment. So to even, let's say the victim becomes sick, and it becomes more perilous, Mace Machma Samaka, and he ends up dying because of the wound, Hareza Potter, he's exempt. However, Bimamdula Misa, but let's say the doctors who work for the court say, no, the guy's going to die. Then we put the guy who hit him into prison and wait. If the victim dies, we kill the murderer. But if he gets better, he's able to walk. Normally, then it gets kicked back into a regular case of football, and he pays the five financial punishments. What about the fact that the Torah says Al Mishanto? It doesn't mean that he should walk while, let's say, being supported by someone else or by another person. Because even someone who's about to die can actually lean on someone else to be supported. What Mishanto means is that he's able to walk on his own volition. It doesn't need someone else to lean on to walk. Let's say the judges assume he's going to die and he gets better. But then after getting better, he gets worse. Umezin dies. And there is an error. The attacker gets killed. The key point here is you don't go back. The judges don't go back and make a second assessment once he gets better or worse. It's only one assessment. Okay, let's say 10 people hit a person with 10 different sticks. Mason, the guy dies. Whether they did one after the other, they hit him at one together as one. They're all exempt misas based on the capital punishment. Until it's what they called, they all kill them together at the same time. The same thing applies to two people. Let's say push someone into the water. Drown him. Or let's say there are people sitting together and an arrow comes from one of them and kills someone else. Kula Paturin, everyone is popular. Again, it's got to be one person liable. let's say 10 people threw stones at one person, but one after the other, and none of them had the power to kill a guy. Right, but the last guy threw a stone, and it's enough to kill the guy, who makes him dies, then the last guy gets capital punishment. Okay, let's say a murderer is in court and the gavel comes down and he's sentenced to die, and he gets mixed up with other people. And we don't know which one is which. They're all exempt. A murderer who has not completed his court case, that gets mixed up with other murderers, who are sentenced for execution, they all get off getting capital punishment. Because you can only have the gavel come down in the presence of the person himself. The ocean is kulon, and therefore, however, even that's true, all these killers should still be stuck into prison. Let's say someone killed someone else, but there weren't two witnesses. The two witnesses didn't see him at the same time. Rather, one saw him and followed by another witness. Or he killed someone in front of two witnesses without being warned. The witnesses definitely were correct in their basic assessment, but they failed some of the details, providing details. So all these accused murderers, they get put into some type of jail type small cell. And they give him dry bread and little bits of water until basically their digestive systems get smaller. And then you feel barley until their stomachs burst because of the starvation position you put them in. Now you don't do this to other people who are going to be punished by execution in court. If someone's chayav misa, they should get killed. And if not chayav misa, poter or something, let them off the hook. So even though there are definitely crimes that are more serious than murder, there's nothing like there's no greater danger to the world than murder. I feel about Azara, even idolatry, even sexual prohibitions, or Chol Shabbos or profaning Shabbos, in a kachivik chazamim, they don't have the same kind of impact as murder. Because those sins are ones between God and man. The murder is between man to man. Anyone who has this sin, he's a terrible person. And all the good things he might have done in his life don't compare to this one sin. And won't save him from judgment. We learn as Machav, Ovid of Ozara, that who worshiped idols, Shari Nemarbo, Rak, Lohaya Ka'achav, right? Ukishinistra, one of those of this, Eloya Ruchos. Now, when, all his good deeds and bad deeds were weighed out before God, Lonimsa Abu Shechaibo Kalea, right? So there was no sin that actually meant that he should be destroyed. Well, Yosham Dava Akar, Shashakanego, El Deme Nabos. And that basically the thing that he, with all the good he did against all the bad he did, it didn't matter. Because all that mattered was the blood of Navos. Shemar v'tesi ruach adam teHashem zu ruach Navos. Nemar la tifte gam tucho harehu rasha lo harag v'yado el sivet kal b'chomer lo harag v'yado. So we see by Achav, what the Chumash learned out is that he didn't actually kill the person with his own hands. By Achav, rather he brought about his death, right? And yet you see that he's judged purely for that action, even more so for someone actually kills someone else with their hands. Now minim. So we have two categories here. Min is Behem Obdei Avodah Zarah Yisrael, Jews who worship idols. Ose Averos Lahathis, or they do sins out of spite. I feel Achal Aveil, Lava Shatnis Lahathis, even if it's eating the Vela or wearing Shatnis just out of spite. Erez Min is considered Min. And then you have Abikorsin, Behem Shekov from Torah, Venuah, they deny Torah and prophecy, Yisrael from Jews. Mitzvah Largan, it's a commandment to kill them. In the HVL, the Koch Largan Messiah, and Prahasi Yahor, right? If you're able to kill them publicly with a sword, you should do so. The imlav, if not, yavo aleim balidos achisav erigasam. Rather, if not, then you should come up with some sort of plan to make sure they die. Ketzas ra'ach hamanshin afal aver. For instance, let's say you saw one person, this person who's accused of this, fall into a pit or a well, basum aver, and there's a ladder in there. Kodem umesalak basum. You take out the ladder. Ramalo, you say to him, You tell the guy in the pit, listen, I'm going to help out my son. I need a ladder to help out my son who's on the roof. But when it comes to non-Jews who worship idols, when we're not at war with them, so too Jewish shepherds of small sheep, so we don't try to cause their death. However, if they do, if they're in a situation where their lives are threatened, you're not allowed to save their lives. Like, for instance, if you saw one of them fall into the ocean, ain't male, you don't save them. Shinemar, Osama Adam Recha, Vain Zerecha. Finally, the Chibes, the Medvar, Mormon, where does this apply? Bisrael, Baal Averos, Omid Berisha. This applies to a Jew who sins and is continuing to sin. Vishonibo, Tamid, Kagon, what do you call it? And, he repeats it over and over again. Kagon, Roman, Behem, Adaka, Kapaku, Begezel. So these shepherds, they're the ones who basically just, had their sheep feed on other people's pastures, which is stealing. They mochum bolasan, and they continue in their what they call the horrible ways. Let's say a Jew does commit sins, but not constantly. Rather, he does it just for his own instinctual benefit. Right, like for instance, he eats nevela just for his appetite. Mitzvah latilo, it's a mitzvah to save him, but also la malodino, and you cannot go ahead and stand by when his life's in danger. That is Parak Dal, and we will continue with Parak Hay next time.